questions?
Must the police come out on the right side of a pretty crazy game then?
It was a crazy game. It's a good description. I've just used that word. End-to-end stuff, a bit too fast. And, you know, some passages I think both coaches would be unhappy with, but then also some passages where both coaches, certainly I was anyway, really pleased with. Some defensive efforts, some try-savers, which probably were created from some initial loose defence, but then we ended up saving the try, kept us in the game.
You're pleased with the way the defence improved off? Second half,
out. Well, as I say, I thought even in the second half, I thought we were just there was some looseness there and some. As a result of tired bodies, more than anything, Hawley come off after half time, and we lost Brett Nalaney towards the midway through that second half. And we've had a lot of blokes gone through some stress and some heavy games just recently, and I didn't think we showed too much of that. I thought we showed some decent energy.
In the first half, do you think it was more a case of
excuse me,
both teams or just poor defence from both sides?
Say again, sorry.
In the first half, was it more a case of good attack or bad defence from both teams?
It's a very simple way of looking at it. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say it was that simple.
Yeah.
I thought there were some moments where we had some poor D, but as I've already said, there were some, even in that set, or that defensive set, with some outstanding passes of defence to keep them out. So what you've got there is two teams that can play and that can attack. Saints didn't just walk through, you know, flimsy tackles. They actually broke us down a little bit as well, so you've got to give them some credit. It wasn't just our poor D.
How important was Carl Ablett's try just before half-time to regain the lead?
It probably put the whole half-time team talk a bit of or the assessment at half-time hell of a lot more constructive than what it could have been. It was never going to be a negative half-time team talk, but we probably had to do a little less motivation with them.
And again, it'll probably be remembered for frenetic attack, not conceding a point in the second half would be a major highlight.
Yeah, for sure, and a lot of people, you know, it's an old cliche, but put the body where it hurt for the team. I thought Carl Ablett, who played 80 minutes after being out for so long with an ankle injury there, he's just an outstanding player, Carl, for us. Brett Delaney, Jamie Jones, Buchanan. Thought Keith Galloway had one of his better games and probably his best game for us so far. Rob Burrow and Liam Sutcliffe, I thought, managed that game really well. In particular, Liam Sutcliffe. So some big efforts there.
Both of them giving you a bit more structure as well.
Yeah, for sure. It's his second game back with us, and we can see there's a bit more to come from him.
How serious are the injuries?
Syndesmosis is the word that Hawley's got, which usually do substitute that for 6 weeks. So, at this stage.
And Brett Delaney's
a concussion, but he has to do some tests at half-time to ensure the medical people are fit to go back on. And what Brett Delaney tells me, he says he can't even do those fresh. He can't even pass the test fresh. So, he says my intelligence lies in other capabilities.
With Brad Singleton,
I thought you'd laugh at that, but I thought it meant to be a funny one. But we'll carry on with your next question, go on then.
Brad Singleton, he didn't feature tonight, was just resting, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Any further questions?
Thank you.
Thank you,
Rod. Yeah.